Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit somebody in the mouth!
Brought to you by Flight. By Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building as we are each and every Thursday during the Chiefs season. This is Players Only, and I'm your host, Danan Hughes. You can follow me on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danan Hughes. And I am happy to be here in the building. Unfortunately, after another Chiefs loss, we're going to get deep into that as well in this first quarter. If this is the first time you are tuning in, our phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965, and I am joined, although he played on the defensive side, he is not as hated as other guys that played on the defensive side because he was a special team standout. And when I say standout, I don't know if that gives the justice it deserves. I am happy. I am proud. I got another New Jersey cat in here with me, so I feel at home. 10-year vet, Pro Bowler, special teams extraordinaire, Chiefs legend, Gary Stills in the building. What's up, G Stills?
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you're here, man. I appreciate any time. First of all, as you may have heard, and as the listeners definitely heard on the intro, we are part of the Chiefs Ambassadors. Yes. It is the Chiefs. It's the former Chiefs that played at least 3 years. I want to say there's about 59 of us now that are still in the Chiefs Kingdom, that still participate in the community, raising money, giving money away, doing public appearances and speaking engagements and autograph sessions and all the great things that have been instilled in us from the great late owner Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family and Carl Peterson. And all of these years back for decades. And if you don't know anything about the Chiefs Ambassadors, go to Chiefs.com, click on the ambassador link. You'll learn the bios of everybody that's associated with the Chiefs that are former players. And there are guys that are part of the Chiefs Ambassadors that played for the Dallas Texans. We have over 60 years of Chiefs history that are represented with the Chiefs Ambassadors. And I am very fortunate and honored to be the director now. Kendall Gammon is the assistant director. Keith Cash is the communications director. And G Stills is a part of that esteemed group as well. And he's done so many great things within the Chiefs Kingdom, within the community as well. So I'm happy that you're here, brother.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. I'm glad you guys let me into the ambassador organization, man.
You know the secret handshake now.
Yes, sir. I have a good time, man, sitting around with you guys, you know, especially we meet, you know, once a month and then do different engagements together. So, man, I'm really enjoying myself, getting connected in the community, just, you know, not just sitting around, just twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah. Man,
just great connecting.
Now, let me ask you this question. On that same, in that same line, a lot of people assume, like, there are times where people approach me, hey, do you miss the game? Do you miss that action? And, you know, yeah, there's been Super Bowl runs, and we wish we would have had those opportunities as well. But I don't know if you're like me, but the parts that I miss is what we're actually what we actually do with the ambassadors, is that we get together once a month. We'll go out, smoke some cigars afterwards. You and I are going to go out after this show, you know, have a couple of cocktails here or there, maybe a watch party or an event that's out, like golf tournament. We have a golf tournament, annual golf tournament that does a great job of raising a lot of money, an annual gala as well. It's those things. It's the camaraderie that we miss. It's not so much about the clashing of bodies and the collisions on the field and stuff like that. It's like the locker room and the trips and, you know, the hotels and hanging out and all of that stuff.
You know, I got to throw in, you know, I do miss the contact. I am on defense.
Yeah, you're a defensive guy. Okay.
But then, you know, the fellowship, I really enjoy, you know, hanging out with you guys, talking, and just even just, you know, making a phone call, seeing what's up, you know, going over the, you know, the WhatsApp messages, and seeing you guys and seeing us just connect and all the different things that we're involved in, different events, man. I'm really, really enjoying, and I'm not as bored in my retirement.
There you
like
go.
I was before. So I appreciate y'all letting me in.
All right, man. We appreciate you joining in. And we got guys, like I said, over 60 years represented.
Yes.
Guys that are younger than us, the Tamba Halis that just retired that are part of the group. Got other young guys. And then we got the Jerry Cornelsons that were part of the Dallas Texans and still active in the community as well. So it is so fun. And then on the flip side, when you talk about that camaraderie, what's important with mental health and guys that are getting older and your bodies are breaking down and you're able to check on people, you know, we've seen throughout sports, not just in the NFL, but throughout sports where guys are leaving earlier than they should, and they're no longer with us. Some people taking their own lives, some people having issues later in life. You and I were talking before the show about, you know, testosterone levels and mental wellness and getting checkups. And, you know, I got a heart checkup today just to make sure, you know, there's...
I'm in the process of setting that up as
well. Yeah, there's nothing going on. We do a brain and body assessment. The NFL does a great job of providing us as former players with the capabilities of keeping our bodies and our minds intact and being checked on and so on and so forth. So there, it's a big package that that is part of us. And although we entertain people on Sundays, Mondays, occasional Thursdays, there's a bigger picture involved. So we're a brotherhood, we're a fraternity, and you know, that's what it's all about.
That's one thing I do enjoy. Like in during my retirement, I had, you know, the pleasure to do a lot of research. You know what I'm saying, on what, you know, what your body needs, you know. Pain regulations, you know, the thing that you, you know, you don't want to be, you know, popping pills for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You need to find out what your body really, really needs. So, and a lot of things that we go over in those meetings, whenever we're done, I take my notes and I go back and do research and I find out a little bit more about how the body works. So that's another thing that I appreciate, you know, being a part of the ambassador group, because we go above and beyond trying to, you know, keep each other healthy. And moving around. You see Bobby Bell moving around.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
You know,
still stealing coins from people.
Getting in. So, you know, see Devon Cherry, just they just move and just doing their thing. So I appreciate all that.
Yeah, that's what it's about, is accountability. Yeah. We're going to talk about another side of accountability when we get into the hot fire, spitfire take in quarter two. There's a lot been going on with this 2-3 Chiefs team. Remember, Players Only is brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and 30 Hop in Lee Summit and Merriam's Grand Station. It's also online at 30hop.com. But in the first quarter of the show, G Stills, we got to recap this last week. You and I have talked where you don't watch a whole bunch of NFL, but you definitely stay tuned in with our hometown Chiefs. We go down to Jacksonville, up by 14, and we let it go. And so I want to get your, what's your assessment or what's your thoughts of where this team is and this past loss?
Well, the Chiefs have given us, has spoiled us the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, we're not out of it. Because, as you know, our first Super Bowl was a wild card. So mm-hmm. the Chiefs is not out of it. I'm not scared yet. We still cool. I think it's some things we need to fix. You know, but, you know, Rashee Rice is going to come back. So I think that's going to be a very, very big positive to us on offense. And, you know, we're just going to see. I'm a big believer in just waiting and making sure everything happened and coming together. So, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, so I get the chance, as you know, I've been part of the radio broadcast for Chiefs Radio Network. This is my sixth season. Coincidentally, this is the sixth year of Players Only as well. Started off with Joe Mays and Sean Barber, and those guys have come and gone. And then I've been able to have a roster of different guys like yourself, former players that have come in as guests. But one of my responsibilities on game day, outside of calling the game, is post-game interviews. And after losses, as you've been in the locker room, it can be a little hit and miss on the feelings of guys and who wants to talk and what you want to talk about. And as a former player, I know those feelings. I'm not just walking in there as some guy with a pencil over my ear like a reporter. Like, I know what it feels like to lose a game.
Right.
This is not the NBA where it's 82 games. It's not MLB where it's 162. There's 17 games.
And
every game,
right,
you got to do it right now. And everything means something. Every game means something. But I am fortunate because I get a chance to interview Andy Reid after the game. So I want to cut to Andy Reid's post-game right here, because when you talk about the losses, you know, as a head coach, you know how much you put into it, how much time, energy, and effort you put into it to come together with game plans that, for whatever reason, don't get executed on game day. But let's hear from Andy. Andy Reid, coach, hard-fought game, tough breaks.
Yeah, listen, Dan, I mean, you know how this thing goes. You have 13 penalties, whatever we end up having to their four. I mean, that's a tough ask, and we've got to be more disciplined, whether they were right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I've questioned a few, but we'll see when we look at the tape on it. But it is what it is. They called them, so you got to overcome that and be a little bit more disciplined.
And the Jaguars coming in 3-1. It wasn't someone anybody was overlooking. You guys fought to the end, and they fought to the end. That's kind of been the nature of the beast for them this year. How good was this matchup and everything that unfolded?
Listen, they did a nice job. I mean, Liam's got that team playing well. The quarterback made some big plays. Defense had the interception. So, you know, we've got to take care of the ball. We can't have the penalties, You know, so it's hard to win in this league, even with the stats. And, you know, we outstatted them, but you can't do that.
Yeah, you mentioned the stats. That was my next question. 7 yards plus per rush, 7 yards plus per pass. I mean, everything seemed to be clicking on offense, but against a good team, as you mentioned, you can't have those miscues.
Yeah, you can't. So penalties, and it takes all three phases. I mean, special teams got to do their part. Offense has got to do their part. Defense has to do their part. You know, we're a team, and, you know, so we've got a good team coming in here. We got to get ready for them.
Coach, you mentioned, I know in my days it was about a midnight rule. And midnight, you put it behind you, prepare for next week. Is that pretty much the same sentiment?
That's a good rule to have. Yeah, so it's a short week. We got to move on, learn from it, and move on.
Yeah, I commend Coach Reid for just having the composure in some of these frustrating times, and a lot of the players as well. Some guys you don't approach after losses because they're just not in that zone yet to be answering questions, and I can respect that to some extent because you put your heart and soul, your blood, sweat, and tears out on the field, and things don't work your way. But I thought there were some specific points there. When you talk about the miscues and 13 penalties and some of those, you can tell he wanted to bite his tongue just a bit in regards to complaining about penalties, because you never want to get into that zone or at least too deep in there. But there were definitely some questionable penalties. And you and I, we're going to cover a couple of those in the hot fire, spitfire take. I have a feeling that you have a feeling about that as well. But nevertheless, you have to move on. Back in my day, as I mentioned, the midnight rule was in effect. You learn, you soak up your emotions, you get your anger out or frustrations out, and then at midnight, you flip the page, and now that page has to be flipped to the Detroit Lions. And heck, with the way the Detroit Lions are playing, you might have had to have an 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock rule because this team is maybe considered the best team in the NFL coming in. We'll talk more about the Detroit Lions in quarter four, but what we got coming up next is the Hot Fire Spitfire Take. G Stills is going to accompany me on a few things that I just want to get off my chest. Remember, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. When we come back, we'll get to it.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy. 100 degrees, leather jacket. Because I'm super hot, boy.
Yes, you know what time it is. It is time, the second quarter of the show, Players Only. Remember, the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. Players Only, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and 30 Hop and Lee Summit and Merriam's Grand Station. All right, it's the Hot Fire Spitfire Take, second quarter. We do have a couple people online. We're going to get to them in the third quarter, but this is the opportunity. G Stills, I'm not going to put you on the spot like I would other guys, but I got something to get off my chest. I think the biggest story around the Chiefs Kingdom, heck, around national media, is in regards to Chris Jones, the effort or lack thereof in this last game. We've heard from him a couple of times. I have to give him props for standing in front of the microphone, not just once after the game, but also again today, addressing the elephant in the room. Him, the film, don't lie. The eye in the sky, don't lie. We were always taught that as players. You can come to the sideline, talk about being held, talk about not holding. Right. You can come and say you were wide open or you got blocked, whatever it is. Right. The next day, you go and watch film. And the coaches get to say, you know what, Danan? You know what, G Stills? You came to the sideline, told me this. Look at what the film says.
Right.
I didn't hit him late. Look what the film says.
Right.
So from that perspective, I give him credit for, you know what? After the game, I might say something. The next day I see the film. 3 days later, I'm standing in front of the microphone and I'm putting forth my plea. Having said that, you and I talked off air. There are so many things about the game of football that you can't control, right? How many sacks you get, how many tackles you get, if you're in the right place, if you are lined up as a left linebacker and they keep running it to the right, your stats are not going to show your effort. If you got to take on a lead blocker and allow somebody else, the other linebacker or the safety, to come up and make the tackle, but you got to do your gap fits, your run fits, and somebody else is going to get the stat, you can't control that.
Right.
If I'm a kick returner and I'm on the left and they keep kicking it to the right, to the other returner, I can't control that. If I run a backside post and I'm wide open and the quarterback gets pressured and he throws it off to the running back as a check down, Kimball Anders made a career. I can't control that. Right. But what we can control is our effort. Right. Now, I'm not going to sit on these airwaves and make it seem like every single play of my career I played 100%. I don't think anybody could ever do that in any sport.
I could.
100%, G Stills.
100%.
Don't make me go to the film.
They called me the Energizer Bunny.
All right.
When the ball moved,
you was moving. All right. So you was one of those cats. Because I will say there are some of those unique cats that, like, they don't know how to play slow.
Even in practice.
They go fast, even if they go in the wrong way.
They say, Tony Gonzalez, slow down. Willie Rolfe, G, slow down. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
I just had it. I had to go 100 miles an hour because I always felt like, you know, if they sell me loaf, they're going to get rid of me. So in my mind, it was like, yo.
And I had that mindset too, but now as an analyst and being in that analyst position for so many years, when I see clips of myself, like whether it's something posted on Twitter or Red Tribe Cinema or somebody posts something as a flashback game when we played the Denver Broncos in 97 or 98 in last second kicks, and I'm watching the game, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm like, I'm now I got my analyst hat on. I'm like, oh, Danon, that was kind of a weak block or whatever. So,
but you was in motion. Right?
But I was in motion, and I thought I was moving 100%.
Okay, right.
So I get the vibe. You and I are on the same page with that. The thing that concerns me about this Chris Jones thing is once it's highlighted,
yes,
when we're in the locker room, you and I were talking off air, the one thing we still got in our lives is a camaraderie that I know you, even though you and I didn't play together, I know that you, blood, sweat, and tears, gave up your body, some of your health. You and I were talking about your knee issues. You and I have talked about my neck and back and the brain and body and stuff like that. The one thing we have in common is that we put it all on the line for each other,
yes, sir,
for our teammates. And we can look at guys that, if we haven't seen him in 10 or 20 years, when there's alumni weekend and we see that cat, we know there's something that we'll lock eyes, and I know that he knows and he knows that I know that we both did it for each other. There was no disappointment, no regret. We'd run through that brick wall again.
Right.
Once you start getting tagged, or once the highlights, and I'm so thankful that there was no Twitter, there were no social media back in the day to highlight something, a 10-second clip, and tag me as that for possibly the rest of my career. Having said that, once players get tagged as maybe not giving 100%, that's something that, or that accountability is something that you might wear a little longer than you should. And Chris Jones is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's definitely going to be in the Ring of Honor. He's not the only player that if you did a snapshot didn't necessarily give 100% like we would like them to do. I don't want that for him. I don't want that for such a great player that has brought us 3 Super Bowls and gotten us to multiple Super Bowls and has been the minister of the defense and the sack, you know, and pressures on quarterback and everything that's positive that's been built up. So my hot fire, spitfire take is a plea to Chris Jones in recognizing from former players – and you, I want you to chime in as well, from former players, to do what you can to not be that dude, to do what you can to not have that tag, to what, even if you only you have to take yourself out of games for a few more plays so that you can give 100% and not be tired. That would rather be, you would rather that be the story than being on the field and taking a break between plays or on a certain plays and not chasing down a running back or a quarterback like he did in the last game. Your thoughts?
Well, some players, like I was a see ball, get ball.
Mm-hmm. So
it was more like a tracking thing to me. But, you know, nowadays you see guys, man, what, like I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be honest. He had that tag for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen it when they were first talking about him, right? So I said, well, you know, this guy's loafing or whatever. But then when it's come time to, you know, re-up on a few things, he'll play very well. I saw the burst. I saw the get-off. I saw the big plays. I saw that. But then I seen him loaf. But for whatever reason, he's in a good position on the defensive line to make certain plays at that particular time. And now that they're doubling him, you get tired when you get double teamed.
Oh, yeah. Too big. You got 600 pounds pushing
you
on
you. You got to take accountability for yourself to be like, okay, I'm tired. This is not just about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the team. Let me get out of here. And when they put them 2 backups in there, them jokers play real run defense.
Yeah.
And not all about rushing the passer. But I think that him being the leader of the defense, and I think the highest paid on defense, it's kind of hard to hold somebody accountable when you got them for – $100-something million.
Mm.
So what are you really going to say to them? You know, they mentally or just period, they're not expendable.
Yeah,
you can't cut him. I'm gonna go back to like last week in the game. I was like, I didn't know. All I saw was the effort that Trevor Lawrence put in.
You didn't see the backside.
I didn't see the backside until it was brought to my attention, and I said, "Wow, Chris Jones could have made one of the biggest plays on defense if he would have just tracked Trevor Lawrence and ran to the ball. He would have knocked him out."
Yeah.
But Trevor Lawrence wanted it more than Chris Jones
at that time.
And then when he saw the effort that Trevor Lawrence was putting, it seemed like he more wanted to watch the game rather than go make the play. And boom.
Yeah.
And then we lose. I'm not blaming it all on him.
Yeah.
We got a few other things that we can put in those special teams holding.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't recall the guy's name, but I know his name is
Jack Cochran.
Yeah. He messed up by just his technique.
Yeah.
You never square up and give a guy a two-way go, and then whenever he take the shot, you got to hold him. You cut him off. You let him run through you. That's the two mistakes he made.
Yeah, I want to tackle that because you and I both played special teams. We made our careers on special teams. I got a chance to ask Coach Tobe about the dynamic kick return and being 5 yards away from cats versus getting a 40-yard dash down the field. Which one's more difficult? What are the challenges? But I want to get your perspective on that. But Julio, what's your grade? That was the first time we had a team effort for a hot fire, spitfire take. G Stills, I appreciate your perspective on that. We're going to talk more about that. I'm sure it's going to be a subject for the rest of the season because, as I mentioned, once you have a highlight, once you have that spotlight on you about something like that, it's always going to be on you for the rest of this season. There's going to be film. There's going to be cameras. There's going to be watching that man's effort. So I feel like it's an opportunity and a challenge for him for 95 to showcase who he really is. I see some text messages about it as well. We're going to tackle those next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we are back. Players Only. Halftime is open. I'm your host, Danen Hughes, and I am joined in studio by 10-year vet, Pro Bowler, special teams extraordinaire, Gary Stills. G. Stills and I, we have very spirited conversations on air, off the air. I've always said, G. Stills, that we don't see the game better than fans. We just see it differently. And we can watch a play in real speed and tell you what all 22 people do and why it was successful, why it failed, who failed, et cetera. Right. It's just that we've been conditioned year after year throughout our careers, from high school to college to the pros. It was our profession. And there's guys out there that are heavy investors that can watch the ticker and tell you everything about the stock market. And there's just people that are able to do that. And I can sit there and wonder, like, how do you know all these numbers and this and that? And I'm sure there's people out there that's like, how can you watch a football game as fast as it is and be able to tell somebody what's going on and be able to relay it in 15 seconds like I do during the Chiefs broadcast with Mitch Holtis and Josh Klingler? Like, it's just one of those things that has been conditioned in me. And there's some good and bad about that, my father used to say things that make you laugh and make you cry. There's a lot of things that make you laugh, but then at the same time, if you watch it deeper, it can make you cry a little bit or make you a little upset. Needless to say, we got the phone lines, text lines open. The third quarter, G. Stills, we open up the door for the fans to call in, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dan and KCK.
Okay. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Yeah, it was a tough loss, but it's Chiefs, but good. Yeah, Kareem Hunt with two touchdowns, Patrick with a touchdown, and it was too bad. You know, Patrick usually sees that defensive, you know, coming. So, you know, he didn't see Devin Lawrence at the last minute. And the good, we almost ruined Lawrence's birthday by a great play by Nick Bolton forcing the ball up, and then we're going down the middle, well, again, good drive going and getting finishing off with Patrick with a touchdown. And the good news is that we just have to take care of the penalties, Dan, and take care of business with the Lions. And Gary, you came close with getting to the Super Bowl with Dick Vermeil. You would have dominated that Super Bowl too with you and Derek Thomas. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate you, Dan. Dan is like the energizer buddy. He's that 5-hour energy you need at halftime. Appreciate Dan comes strong every single week. We appreciate you, man. All right, we got from the 816. What's going on? Big T.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for taking my call, you guys. Appreciate the player's perspective, as always. I want to talk about something you guys said earlier in the show, and I reiterate this to a lot of my friends and family members and just people as well. Gary said that we've been spoiled as Chiefs fans over the years. Heck, yeah, I know. That was a great call on that. I appreciate his honesty about that. We have been. So it's hard to really bag on our Chiefs. But we're sports fans and we love our Chiefs, and you know they let that one slip away. They should not got beat by that team. They let that game slip away. They didn't handle their business. Too many penalties on offense, defense, and special teams. And I'll get to them in a minute. But and then you talk about the leader, Pat Mahomes, and that's why he's such a great leader. When he threw that pick six for a touchdown, basically a 14-point swing. We don't know. They should have punched it in probably. But it was a backbreaker. But they weathered that. And then, you know, the defense, they had their troubles and stuff. But that was a tough team. We should have won that game. We didn't. We let that slip away. And then I always think about the kickoff from Butker. I mean, I'm sick of that punk-ass kicker. He makes a bunch of money now. He doesn't do his job. He's been screwing up all year. And I'm not saying that cost us, but I want to compare this to what Denny Matthews says of the Royals. A tight game, late innings, a leadoff walk, it spells disasters. Clean it up. We can get the victory. Let's beat the Lions. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Choo-choo! Big T, I appreciate you coming strong. Dan and Big T are loyal, brother. I appreciate it. Doing an hour show, I can't imagine, like, Cody and Gold and Fesco and Carrington right before us having to do 4 hours and stuff like that. An hour is tough, especially for somebody that's not in the booth all the time. So having that energy and those guys chime in each week is great. I will say this in response to his call. I understand from a fan's perspective, like when we say spoiled, that's not a negative. There are a lot of fan bases that wish they could be spoiled. So let's get that clear. Like we went, 30 years without winning playoff games and 50 years without winning a Super Bowl. So we deserve to be spoiled right now. That's not a bad thing. But then I also say that with that is coupled with grace. And when you talk about Harrison Butker, if there's a kicker in the league right now that deserves grace more, I don't know who it is. When you kick as many game-winning field goals and got us the Super Bowls and got us the jewelry that we got, I'm not saying the grace won't be there's not an expiration date on it. Like, they still got to perform.
Can I be honest?
Okay. And same thing with Chris Jones. Now, go ahead. Now you go ahead.
Kickers don't need grace.
They don't?
No. Man. They cut. They you know, special teams is very, very important. But, you know, the country club, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got one opportunity.
You got one job.
And you got to take that opportunity and you got to make it, because you are way more important than almost anybody on the team. So
spoken from a true special teams captain.
You can't get no grace if we do all this and then you missed it. Come on. You can't get no grace. You got to be like, man, you mean to tell me I was out there to bust my knee and bust my head open and you got to swing your leg and miss? Come on. I'm sorry. I don't give no kickers no grace, man.
Raw and uncut. I can appreciate it. I can respect it. All right, we got the text lines open from 816. Love the show, Dana. One of the best. I appreciate you. Love you back, man. From the 816, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he was not giving at all. I think dude was dead tired, and I think he thought the play was over. Okay, there's a possibility there. I did hear earlier on Cody and Gold that up until that point, the Jaguars had only run 17 plays in the second half of that game. They had only run 17 plays. We had dominated the whole second half of the Jaguars game. So, like, flip side of that.
If you want a loaf, take less money.
Or get off the field and be able to run
I'm like, at the end of the day, we paying you for four quarters, and you got to put it all out on the line, and there's no excuse, if you ask me.
Yeah, I get it.
Last play of the game, and you couldn't just give me another 80%?
Yep, I get it, man. I get both sides. Like I feel like it's not – indicative of what we've seen from Chris Jones in the past. And I hope that it's an eye-opening experience that will propel him. And he even said in his press conference today that he has utilized social media, he's utilized other critiques as fuel. And you and I know in the locker room that's like – You think about your parents, you think about your kids, you think about somebody that slighted you. Any little thing that can get you to that next level, mindset, anger, intensity, whatever it is, you'll take it and absorb it. So it sounds like that's what he's going to do. Now, on the flip side, you know that it's kind of like being mic'd up. You know they're going to see everything. You know everybody's going to watch every single play you have on the field. And now you got to step up. There's no excuses. So that's where the grace comes in, is that now, like, each of us have a reality check. We done ran through a wedge, got our heads knocked off, got knocked silly, saw it on film, and then we got accountability the next week. Okay, now I'm not going to get got like that again. And this is an opportunity for our Minister of Defense to be able to show up and show out in the future. So I'm good with that. Let's see. 816, blind person, South Kansas City. I really appreciate the dialogue between you and Mitch describing Chiefs games. And we have had this person text in before. They are not visually able to see the games. And I appreciate the acknowledgement and the appreciation that's shown from this person and other people that may be visually challenged or impaired. because we're speaking to those people, G Stills.
Right,
so
right.
To hear, I can't go to the stadium because it's too loud, can't hear anything. I rely on you guys, and it's awesome. Please keep it up, Chiefs. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening in. And I'm glad my goal is to paint the picture. That's why they call it a color commentator, color analyst. You're painting a picture of what's happening. You're painting the action for the listeners. And this is a prime example of the audience that we're speaking to. We're speaking to soccer moms, baseball dads, truckers, parents and adults that are going on vacation, that are not at games, that don't have access to TV. The Chiefs Radio Network has been on it, going on for years. We have the greatest in the business in Mitch Holthus, Josh Klingler, and I'm there to paint the color. And I always like to hear these type of stories from the fans that are literally listening for their total enjoyment of our great Chiefs. So shout out to them. Appreciate it. All right, when we come back, we're going to tackle a couple more text messages, and then we got to look to these Lions and talk about them next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are back, Players Only, the fourth quarter of the show. Just got a few minutes left. G Stills will definitely be back in the building in the future because we are having some very spirited conversation between breaks or between during the show and during commercial breaks here that I think will be well served to the listeners the road. Because G Still's got opinions.
Yeah, I'll speak my mind.
He speak his mind about kickers and loafing, and he's got a son that's in the NFL now, so he's got experience not only as a player but as a dad. Like there's a bevy of information in my man over here, so we're definitely going to have him back. And I appreciate you coming in here. Before we have to shut down for the night, for the week, G Still's, the Lions are coming in. 4-1. I think the last time I looked, they were 2.5-point favorites, I want to say.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of the Lions and our chances this week?
Of course, I think that they're tough. I think they're two starting corners out, right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to Pat need to see that, pick them apart. I know they got some vets that came in, you know, I guess one's from San Francisco. Not sure where the other one came from, but I know I think Pat can pick him apart. You know what I'm saying? And you know, their offense is tough, so we just gotta make sure they don't come in and put us at 2-4, man. So
yeah. I will say this. If you go back to the last time we played the Detroit Lions, 2023 the home opener.
Yes.
And we lost. That was the game that Chris Jones
sat
in the stands and watched, and we wind up losing that game 21-20. Without Chris Jones, I think Travis Kelce was out of that game. They had a pick six by the rookie, and we still only lost by 1 point. But I point that out because I've said it since then, because of the successes of the Detroit Lions, you can go back, and to me, what they've been able to accomplish, getting to NFC championships, getting to the point now where they're a dominant team in the league. Some people say they're the best team in the NFL. Right. I think you can draw a correlation back to that win for Campbell and the Lions when they came in here and faced the Super Bowl champs and wind up beating us.
Yes.
I think that was a statement game for them that gave them the boost to be able to have the successes that they had the rest of that season, last year, and so far in this 2025 season. So I give them props because you seize those opportunities.
Right.
And if they had lost that game, you wonder if they would have been buying into the knee-biting craziness that Campbell was talking about and the going for it on fourth downs and this, you know, the bravado that they have. That's where the parity comes in. That's where the minuscule difference between winning and losing and having a mindset of winning and losing. You can win games and be surprised that you won them. And then you can win games that you expect to win. The Chiefs were 11-0 last year in close games, one-score games, broke a record, winning 11 of their 15 games by one score. And this year we're 0-3 in those same one scores. Now, we believed last year that we were supposed to win those games. There might have been some surprising moments, but we believed it. I feel like that's where the Lions are now. So they're going to be a handful. Amon-Ra St. Brown coming in, Jared Goff, this offense, the way they run the ball, the 1-2 punch that they have in the run game, we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have a problem. But I believe in this Chiefs team. GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, it is going to be live. It's going to be loud. We need the fans to be out there to have that same kind of energy. I see on the text line the Chiefs are actually favored by 2.5, not the Lions. Appreciate that correction. But 2.5 at home, kind of a pick 'em game. Evenly matched, but it's a win that we need, and we're going to get it. I'm picking 34-28.
Ooh, I was at 38-24. Chiefs 38, Lions 24.
All right. So we going. So you saying there's going to be a two score game? I'm right around that as well. But I think the Chiefs offense is going to carry
now
us through.
We are set, man. I think that's what it is.
You're going to hit somebody in the mouth. That's what it's about. All right, for Julio, for G Stills, who will be back later in the season. I am Danon Hughes. We'll see you next week. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Danon Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer. American Eats. Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football. 96.5. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.